Hello, welcome to the Wednesday, May 4th, 2016 edition of the Sands Internet Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from San Diego, California. As expected, we did get an update from OpenSSL on Tuesday. This update fixes a total of 6 vulnerabilities, 2 of which are rated with a high severity. The first one is a problem with ASN.1 parsing that leads to memory corruption and could be exploitable in some configurations. The second one is a padding oracle attack that could be used to decrypt some traffic if an attacker has a man in the middle position. There is actually a proof of concept exploit out for this particular vulnerability. It has been published to GitHub. Still, I don't rate this a patch. Now, the exploitation is tricky, not necessarily applies to all configurations. So I would say apply the patch as soon as possible, meaning as soon as you get some kind of update from your vendor. No need to actually compile things from source. And then we got a diary from Brad with news from crypto ransomware. In this case, he observed the Kerber crypto ransomware being installed by the Neutrino exploit kit. The initial trigger here was an email with an RTF file as an attachment. Don't think a lot of people really use RTF, so that may be something that you could consider blocking on your mail server. If you want more detailed indicators of compromise, check Pratt's post. He does list host names being used here, as well as provides traffic samples. One thing with the Kerber ransomware is the ransomware screen is actually sort of a little ASCII art thing there, and not the usual sort of more colorful page that you see. But in addition to providing that, they also have a Visual Basic script that they drop on the desktop with this decrypt my files file name that will speak to the user. And the arbitrary code execution vulnerability has been reported in the ImageMagick library. This is a problem because a lot of web applications are using ImageMagick in order to, for example, resize or convert images that are uploaded by users. There is no real patch available right now for this vulnerability. There should be one available within a week. They're saying next weekend. Now, until then, they do offer a fix by applying a more strict policy file. This policy file essentially can be used to restrict some of the coders that are included in the ImageMagick library. So try to apply these policy changes as soon as possible to buy yourself time until a patch is being released. Haven't seen an actual exploit for this out yet, but of course, given that some details are now available about this vulnerability, it may not take long for one to be developed. And Microsoft announced that starting with the Windows 10 anniversary update that is expected this summer, Microsoft Edge and Internet Explorer will no longer consider websites secure if they are protected with a SHA-1 signed certificate. The address bar will no longer show the lock icon for these sites. It's not really clear if you will get a pop-up warning as well. This could become a problem for some sites that try to support older browsers because these older browsers don't necessarily support SHA-2 at all, so they may then no longer be able to connect to particular sites. However, we're talking here about Windows XP Service Pack 2 and before. So initially, this will just affect Windows 10 with this anniversary update. In February 2017, both Microsoft Edge and Internet Explorer will block SHA-1 signed TLS certificates. Already, you can pluck these SHA-1 signed certificates and essentially use the same behavior that all users will see starting this summer. So if you're more responsible for SSL configurations within your organization, you may already enable that feature to get sort of an advanced warning of any sites that are not in compliance with this new rule. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.